Welcome to today's Let's Talk Knoxville. I'm Tony Correa, and we're joined by District 28 State Representative Greg Hartzell to talk about the latest in this year's legislative session. This coming week, February 6th, we have that listed as the final day for the individual senator and representative request for bill drafts to the Legislative Services Agency. We were just talking here off air, and you mentioned that this has been extended a week. For our listeners who may not know, what exactly does this mean?
Well, what this is, Tony, for the bill request, is just to keep things rolling along through the process. As you know, we only have 110 days to get our work done in the first session and 100 days in the second, so we have certain deadlines that we have to meet in order to make things continue to move along. So this first deadline is for new bill requests. It was originally scheduled by the end of the fourth week of the first session. Now, that's actually dropped down. The last couple of general assemblies, it's been 5 weeks. For some unknown reason, it got dropped down to four, and I guess enough legislators complained about it, so it's going to be bumped up to five. Those rules will be adopted, I believe, this coming week.
How important is it to have that extra week to be able to do this?
Oh, it's very important, especially when you consider that this is a brand new General Assembly. So since the new election, everything starts fresh again. You have a new set of freshman legislators in there, and it's so overwhelming, you know, when you start in the legislature for the first time, all of the different things you have to learn. So it's not uncommon for a new guy to come along and say, now, how do I do this again? And so those of us who've been there and we're coming along and helping our freshmen, and that little extra week not only helps us get our bills submitted in a timely fashion, but also allows us time to help those who are new to the process.
Busy week for the Judiciary Committee, which you are a member of. Several bills discussed, including a couple you've been assigned to, one regarding the nomination and qualifications of district judges, another relating to the parole board notifying a crime victim of a parole hearing. What can you tell us about these bills?
Well, just real quickly, the nomination of judges, right now under Iowa law, you can only apply for an open position in a judgeship if you belong to that judicial district. Those are lines that are just arbitrarily drawn on the state of Iowa map. So if you're, you know, if you live on one side of the line and you practice primarily in a different judicial district, you're ineligible to apply for that judgeship. And so all this is doing is just saying, look, you can apply statewide, and it just creates a bigger pool of qualified candidate for any types of these openings and anything we can do. This was a bill that was recommended by the judicial branch, and anything we can do to help our judicial branch and get well-qualified individuals in our courts, that's what we want to do. The second one, dealing with the notification of victims, right now the Board of Parole is required to notify the victims of crimes when the perpetrator is eligible for parole by 20 days. Well, you know, sometimes people are on vacation or what have you and not able to get things together in a timely fashion if they want to be able to participate or sound off at that parole hearing. And so what we have done is we have extended the time, the notice that victims are receiving to make it to that parole hearing.
What are some topics you expect to discuss this coming week in the Iowa House?
Coming week, there's more talks about increasing the gas tax. That's one that has come up quite a bit. I'm kind of anxious to see a bill that I introduced a few weeks ago dealing House File 50 that deals with sexual abuse awareness and prevention and getting that into our schools for, you know, age appropriate, obviously, and helping kids understand that they have a place to turn if they be unfortunate in that situation. That bill just made it through the subcommittee this past week and advances on to the Education Committee. Kind of anxious to see that one make it to the House floor and hopefully to the Senate and signed by the governor. So that's one that I'm hoping to see move along this coming week in the Education Committee.
And that was today's Let's Talk Knoxville. Thanks again to our guest, District 28 State Representative Greg Hartzell, for joining us on the program. Stay tuned for more of today's news and local information. And remember, you can always get today's news and local information online at KNIAKRLS.com.